the amount of faith that you have in your steps relates to the amount of faith that you have in His sovereignty. When I tell God all the reasons He can't use me, I get this sense that He already knew that. So I step into it anyway. As I step, He makes me strong. I see you in the Spirit stepping toward something right now. I see you stepping toward a better version of the parent that you wish you would have had and you didn't, but you're stepping into it even though you don't have a frame of reference for it, but you're stepping into it. You're stepping into it. We got an upstream God who knew you'd be in the situation you were in before you were in the situation and prepared you for the moment before you got to the brink. The Bible says that when their feet touched the water's edge, the water stood up. I love that picture. So that means they had to step all the way toward the Jordan. And only when their big toe got wet did it break apart. But y'all know something? Apparently, I still don't know how to read the Bible. In my imagination, I always pictured this just like the Red Sea. They step at the Jordan, it's overflowing, boom, step. I always pictured it like that. What's that Kevin Costner movie, Water World? I always pictured that on the Jordan. But remember, the Jordan's small. And also, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that the water flowing, verse 13, downstream will be cut off. That's where they saw the miracle when they stepped toward the uncertainty. That's where you're going to see the miracle. As you step into it, awkward and uncomfortable, as you step into it, as you move toward it, as you keep moving toward it, as you keep praying, keep believing, keep trusting, keep coming, keep digging, keep going, keep flowing, keep showing up, keep scheduling stuff that feels fruitless because you know God told you to do it. Keep coming, keep going, keep moving. And when they got there, they saw it. They saw it when they got there. When did they see it? When they got there. They got there when they saw it. You know, God says, you know, are we there yet? No, you're not there yet. You'll know that you are there when it happens, but I'm not going to show you anything until you step into it. And yet, that's not really the point that I want to make. Because it's true they did not see it until they stepped into it. That's when God cut off the waters and enabled them to cross, when they did it. But watch what the Bible said. In verse 16, it says, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap, a great distance away, at a town called Adam, in the vicinity of Zarethan. You ever heard of Zarethan? Let me tell you about Zarethan. Zarethan is about 20 miles from where they crossed the Jordan River. You know the Jordan River. You've heard of that? Okay, 20 miles away. You've heard of Charleston? Okay, about 30 miles away. You've heard of Charlotte? About 20 miles away. And a place that they still call Indian Land. I don't know how long that one's going to last, do y'all? They'll rename that soon, I'm sure. Hey, you heard of Charlotte? You heard of the Jordan? Yeah, let me tell you about the Jordan. That's where we crossed over. But that's not where the miracle started. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't play a single note because I got to teach this. Somebody say 20 miles away. I studied it out. I asked ChatGPT, where is the town called Adam in Joshua 3? And the thing came back and I looked it up in a real book. It said it's 20 miles away Which means, watch this, that for God to time it this right, that for them to get to the edge of the Jordan River, that for the priest big toe to touch that water at flood stage, carrying that ark, after 40 years in the wilderness, plus five after that, for this to happen at this moment, for the waters downstream to be cut off at this moment, that means God must have been up to something upstream before I got here. Before I got here. God's not walking with you. He's going before you. He's not shockable. He's sovereign, sister. He's sovereign, brother. He's sovereign, baby. Yeah, God got there about 3 hours earlier to Adam. He said, hey, waters of Adam, I need y'all to stop real quick. Why? Because about 3 hours from now, the priest's feet are about to hit the Jordan River. About 3 hours from now, they're about to come into the brink of the promise that I made Abraham. See, this thing didn't start with Joshua. God was up to something upstream before Joshua, oh God, ever got to this moment. As a matter of fact, it goes further back from that. The Bible says, in the beginning, God made the heaven and the earth, and he got down in the dirt, and he made a man, and the man's name was Adam. Now we've progressed a few hundred years, and Joshua is leading God's people into the promise. Y'all help me, preacher. We'll be here till 1 o'clock. I said God was getting started in the garden. What has been started in this moment of your life didn't start in this moment of your life. God was 20 miles ahead of you. Yeah. Yeah. They say raising kids, you got to say one step ahead. God said, I'll beat that. How about 20 miles ahead? How about I get there and I handle the situation with your kids? How about I get the friends out of their life and tell them, run, devil, don't you ever come back? How about I get this thing started? So when you get there, you can cross over. You can make it through. How about if I give you the faith to believe me? Okay, you got a mustard seed faith? Let's put it up against that mountain real quick and see which one wins. Great is love. Oh. Come on, give me the flow, Lord. I want to preach to everybody in this room who's having to trust God with something that's 20 miles away. Stuff you can't see, stuff you can't control, stuff you can't affect, stuff you can't move. Not the stuff you can do, just do that stuff. Wear your own seatbelt. Don't ask Jesus Christ to buckle your seatbelt. He's a busy guy. You do that. But for the other stuff, that's overflowing the banks of the Jordan, you step into that just believing. What would you do if you believed that God was 20 miles away already doing what you're praying about? Wherever you see a problem, heaven has a plan. Wherever you have a problem, heaven has a plan. I'm going to say it again. Wherever you have a problem, heaven has a plan. Turn that thing over to the Lord and leave it there. I said, wherever you have a problem, heaven has a plan. Good chord, Scotty. Turn that thing over to the Lord and leave it there. Yeah? You want me to finish that song? I'll finish it and get somebody good to sing it to you next week if you come back. Because God is up to something. But you won't see it because it's 20 miles away. Can you trust him with the 20? Can you trust him that you can't get them to talk to you about it, but he's talking to them about it? Can you trust him? Can you trust him with something 20 miles away, upstream? I always pictured that the water stood up where they stood. No, they didn't see it piled up. It had been piled up for hours. You have no idea what God is speaking. We ask God for blessings, and we should. We also need to ask him for dams. Because he got to a town called Adam, and he built a dam. It's too much, I know. It's too much, Holly. It's too much. It's too much. I'm going to save it for the basin. I'm going to save it for the basin. It's a miracle what he did. He said, waters, pile up here. Now remember, they can't see this on the live feed. If it was today, word would have spread, right? Oh, y'all, don't worry. Because just keep walking. Because in Adam, there's a big pile of water. So it won't be long. The water's going into the Dead Sea. And the one that's flowing down has completely stopped. So it will be dry in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. Nope. Not God. He's the God of the upstream. He's the God of the unseen. That's the nature of faith.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.